This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1965. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded January 9th, Bhutan, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, Cuba, France, Greece, Hawaii, India, Madagascar, Mongolia, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, as our regular listeners may have noticed, both last week and this week, World of Radio was not ready for first broadcast on Monday or UT Tuesday, since it's recorded on Tuesday or early UT Wednesday. I prefer to finish World of Radio on Monday afternoons each week, but lately I've been so backlogged processing the mountain of material I go through to pick out the most important items for the program that I simply was not ready to record the program earlier. If I can get caught up, we'll be back to starting on Mondays or Tuesdays. So the first broadcast this week should be at 09:30 UT Wednesday on Unique Radio New South Wales 5045. And then at 10:30 on WRMI 5950, the two broadcasts at 21 UT Wednesday on WRMI 9955 and WBCQ 7490. We're delighted again to be getting regular monitoring reports from Ron Howard in California, who's been sidelined for a couple of months, but now he is again monitoring from his preferred location at Asilomar State Beach near Monterey, California, starting with a station he would often report before, but few have in the meantime, Bhutan Broadcasting Service, BBS, on 6035. He says on January 13, it was well above normal level for entertaining listening, starting at 09:46 UT, all in English. Mostly nonstop Western pop songs until 10:20, then an interview about women's issues, but not very readable. More Western pop songs at 10:33 in English and cut off the air early in mid-song on that date at 10:46. However, on January 15th, again, it was all in English, heard from 10:23 until it went off at 11:09 with a lot of Western pop songs again. Here's a rarely heard station from Claudio Galas in Chile, HCDX. I think he was the only one who reported it previously. Radio Yura, Bolivia, on 5936. He's heard it now January 10th at 23:36 to 23:59. With Serrana Music, station announcements, 23:52. The carrier only remained on the air, and it was fading out as interference was increasing from the Brazilian, just below 5940. And back to Ron Howard for our next alphabetical item, NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, on 3325, known as Mouth Belong Sankamap, that is, the mouth of the sunrise, or the voice of the sunrise, 11:27 to 11:42 when it went off January 12th. There was a DJ in Pigeon with pop western songs and Pacific Island songs, but cut off in mid-song, after which he heard a very weak Voice of Indonesia carrier on the same frequency, but unusable. He says, during my absence, I'm surprised not more reports of NBC came in. For some weeks, Radio Nacional da Amazônia, Brazil, have been operating only on 6180, even in the daytime, which I suppose was still functioning over the short path from Brasilia into the Amazon. But on January 11th at midnight 13, Jorge Freitas in Feira de Santana, Bahia, reported it was back on their other frequency, 11780. Good signal with some light interference from China on the same frequency. Shortly after that, at midnight 37 UT, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured it only 8 hertz above 11780. And later that same UT day, I heard 11780, January 11th at 1938. And fortunately, Anguilla was not on 11775 at the time to interfere, as it often is not. And I noted it again at midnight 2 UT, January 12th, with a time check for UT minus 2, claiming to be on 980 kilohertz, their medium wave frequency with 300 kilowatts, which they surely are, but they didn't mention shortwave. There was nothing on 6180, since they have only one transmitter active on shortwave. 6180 had been colliding with the China relay via Cuba from midnight to 02 UT. The schedule for 11780 is probably from 10 until 02 UT, more or less, like 6180 had been, and indeed it was going a little past 0200 UT when I tuned out. Many others were hearing it then and noting that it's only on one frequency or the other, never both, until January 15th at 2110 UT, when Manuel Mendez in Spain was hearing Radio Nacional de Amazonia on both frequencies, 11780 and 6180, from 2100 to 2110 at least, with the official government program of Voz do Brasil. However, there was an interruption in 11780 for 3 minutes until it came back at 2108. Something is always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba. I continue to hear various spurs on the 13 and 15 megahertz bands from RHC. But this time I'm pointing out a second harmonic of the relay of China via Cuba on 11820. January 11th at 0330, CRI English News was up to 10 over 9 and 100% readable. You would think it was a new intentional fundamental frequency. But of course it is 2 times 5910 for the 03 to 05 transmission, where it's slightly stronger. This is definitely transmitted and not just produced by receiver overload. And there was nothing at this time on 12,000 kHz, which is the second harmonic of RHC English on 6,000, often heard after 0500 UT, but it may be a different transmitter at that time. In fact, it may be the same transmitter I've been hearing on 11820 earlier in the evening, which is harmonic prone. However, propagation was no doubt above normal on this occasion. Another anomaly, the so-called African service in English of Radio Havana, Cuba, supposedly had settled down into the 22 to 23 UT slot on 9720, although Ed Newman thinks it's still on 11880. But January 12th, during that hour, on 9720, I was instead hearing Creole and French instead of English. They started English, however, just before 2300 and cut off the transmitter. Larry Samora in Garland, Texas says, I've been enjoying the wonderful Sound Kitchen program from Radio France International via podcast for the past 3 weeks. On the January 12th podcast, Susan mentioned some interesting history dates. One pertained to the Eiffel Tower. She played an audio cut of the first long-distance radio message from that tower in 1908. Her current RFI webpage continues to mention the fact that RFI no longer offers a shortwave frequency for her program, as we previously mentioned on World of Radio. The exact URL is en.rfi.fr/features/sound-kitchen. Ivo Ivanov in neighboring Bulgaria often monitors Voice of Greece on their only active shortwave frequency, 9420. On most occasions, they sign off a few minutes after 08 UT with one or two foreign language newscasts, such as Arabic or Serbian. However, they stay on much later, for some reason, on January 9th, with news as follows for a few minutes each, at 09 Spanish, 10:05 Russian, 11:06 Romanian, and it finally went off the air around 11:36. Last week we had press reports that All India Radio was closing down immediately its national channel, which is on shortwave 9380 overnight, Indian time. However, people kept hearing it. Finally, Joe Jacobs reports that the national channel, did close down the morning of 10 January after midnight 43 UT. Not only shortwave 9380, but high-power medium wave 1566 and low-power 1215 kHz. And following up another report from last week about Madagascar World Voice, which said it was knocked off the air by a lightning strike which started a fire burning up its transformer as of January 7th. And indeed, it was not to be heard for a while, but it was back on the air already by January 13th. Rick Barton in Arizona was hearing their Arabic service called Radio Feda at 2230 UT on 11790. He had not been hearing that for a couple of weeks, but when he does hear it, he's enjoying armchair reception all the way from Madagascar. I was also hearing their Spanish service, La Voz Alegre, a few hours later, January 14th, closing that hour at 0255 on 6190, and African Pathways Radio in English also back, opening January 14th at 18 UT on 13670, which also provides quite a good signal all the way into North America. I had recently noted no shortwave signals from Malaysia on their last two known frequencies, and now that Ron Howard is trying to hear them again, he agrees. He says Sarawak FM 9835 and YFM 11665, neither to be heard, clearly off the air, January 12th and 13th around 13 UT. He says, when did this happen? Are there no Malaysian shortwave stations anymore? Attracting a lot of DX attention this week has been the reappearance of Mongolian radio Murun on 4895. Manuel Mendes in Spain reports it January 11th at 0730 to 0934. He could not hear it at his location, but he could hear it via a remote receiver much closer in Irkutsk, Russia, with Mongolian comments and songs. Manuel Riedel, Finland, replies, yes, seems to have reactivated since New Year after a long inactivity, except for some one-day appearances. A weak signal here due to geomagnetic storm. It carries now the first program instead of the third program. Tibor Gaul in Hungary says Alki lists the first program on 4895. No listing for the third program. Second program on 4830, but with an X, meaning it's inactive. But 7260 is active, according to that. Yet it seems this is not entirely reliable. Ron Howard in California says, on January 12th, I did not hear any signal from Mongolia on 4895 between 1143 and 1500. Nor did he hear 7260 after China went off at 1257. Melano Ritala says, as Hiroyuki Kamatsubara reported, Maroon on 4895 has reactivated since New Year after long inactivity, is gradually expanding its daytime-only schedule. Still heard at 11:30 in Finland. It carries the first program instead of the third, and Altai, Mongolia, on 4830 still remains completely off the air. That was from the WRTH-FB. And Melano Ritla of WRTH reports to us on January 13th, 4895 also off today. So was it a reactivation of only 10 days? It could be a propagational matter, but it isn't. Not even a faint carrier visible via the Irkutsk remote receiver. 7260, he says, can be heard at 0930, while China in Xinjiang is slightly on the low side by 10 hertz. But Manuel Mendez, Spain, it says after 2 days off, it was back again January 14th. And he measured it off frequency, 4895.02, opening at about 08 UT. The Irkutsk SDR seems to be the favorite receiver for picking this up. Marcos Cox in Vicuña, Chile, says he was listening via that medium on 7260 at 1205 UT when they were playing a lot of English pop songs. On January 15th, Manuel Mendez says 4895 opened at 07 UT and 7260 at 0630, but about 2 hours later, the signals were off the air. On the same date, Ron Howard says he had a definite carrier at 1006 on 4895, but they were off by recheck at 1117, so it's an erratic schedule. You're listening to the non-commercial, non-governmental, non-corporate, non-musical, non-historical, non-hyped, non-religious, non-communist, and no-nonsense media program, World of Radio, 1965. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com and the publication DX Listening Digest, all of which depend on voluntary financial support. Our thanks this week for a check in the mail from William T. Hassig of Mount Prospect, Illinois, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And a donation via PayPal from Mike Stone, Arlington Heights, Illinois, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. We're sorry to learn that the Oklahoma Educational Television Authority is in a bitter struggle with the OETA Foundation over who controls the funding for the organization. You can read all about it in DX Listening Digest or at www.oeta.tv. I've been hearing DRM noise around some frequencies, which according to HFCC are supposed to be ordinary analog transmissions from Radio Romania International, thus causing interference to same or adjacent frequencies. January 12th at 2313 around 5980, scheduled for English to Western Europe. And January 14th at 0550 in Romanian to Western Europe around 7220. I think that DRM should never have been allowed to pollute the analog shortwave broadcast bands. There are scads of open areas in the nearby fixed utility bands. We had a report last week from Ivo Ivanov that all transmissions of GTRK Adygeyan Radio, that strange station in Russia, on 6,000 kHz, had been canceled. But we wondered if they were just off for some holidays, and in fact, that's the case because Ivo follows up again on the air on 6,000 kHz as of January 11th, a week signaled at 18 to 19 on a Friday in Adygeyan, but still colliding with Brother Stare in English via Bulgaria. Another item, however, from Ivo Ivanov says he heard a test broadcast of Vesti FM, that's one of the numerous Russian stations, on shortwave January 10th between 0910 and 0925 UT on 9950 with a very good signal, but the transmitter site unknown. On three occasions recently, including January 12th at 2310, I heard no signal from Voice of Turkey, English to North America, on 5960. It should have at least been detectable. I wonder if it was one of their frequent screw-ups, like broadcasting on the wrong frequency. At least I could detect a signal for the repeat broadcast for North America at 04UT, January 13th, on 6125. Although I could not definitely identify it, since it was not off-frequency to 6125.7. At least that transmission appears to exist, after hearing nothing on the earlier one. You might assume that the 0400 is on a more westerly beam than at 2300 for eastern North America, but you would be wrong. Both are registered for 310 degrees, which crosses the USA from New York City to Pensacola. So beyond that, the signal gets worse and worse, and in fact, Western North America is not even a target for either broadcast. Alan Rowe reports that the Voice of Turkey Letterbox program is now being aired weekly on Saturdays instead of Fridays since the beginning of January. He confirmed it January 12th on the 1330 broadcast on 12035, which is sometimes on 12035.7. Of course, that would go into UT Sunday for the final repeat after 0400. Oh, I just checked Mark Cody's latest report from Ontario, and he was hearing the 5960 broadcast January 15th in the middle at 2329, but it was poor and noisy. Despite the federal government Trump shutdown, U.S. Coast Guard marine weather broadcasts are still being heard on shortwave. 13089 USB, January 12th at 1530, the synthetic voice, but the readout was rather garbled. This frequency is time-shared among Guam, Honolulu, Point Reyes, California, and Chesapeake, Virginia, but at this time its NMN Chesapeake starting at 15:30. I was also hearing some bits of distorted FM-ish spur talk down in the 12 megahertz area, which I suspect may have been from NMN. At least I confirmed they were not from Radio Havana. Also January 10th at 06:33, there was rough modulation of marine weather info, mainly about wave heights in feet above the seas for various Pacific Ocean coordinates. 6501 USB, so that was U.S. Coast Guard Honolulu NMO, which is scheduled according to IB for only two broadcasts of 35 minutes at 06 and 12 UT. This frequency shared with Alaska, Guam, Chesapeake, and Fuzhou, China. As I recall, U.S. Coast Guard stations have long suffered from lousy SSB modulation. We're indebted to Harold Frojan, Michigan, for coining the perfect term to describe the full gospel hour, or as I call him, Blaylock the Blaster. Heard Saturday, January 12th at 15:17 on 5950 and 9955, he was exploding into huckstergasms. Alan Weiner Worldwide was saying that vendors have been delaying construction of his superstation at WBCQ, running about 5 months behind. So I guess that means it could not be on the air before summer. He also said that Goddess Irina had died at the age of 85 in early January, but they'll continue running her program. In fact, she has been following World of Radio Wednesdays at 22:30 on 7490. Quite often lately, but not every night, I've noticed Radio Católica Mundial, WEW in Spanish, has been missing from its night frequency, 5970. I wonder what the problem is at Mother Angelica's place. January 11th at 0628 UT, I had some weak talk at S3 to S5, 24 hertz below 9475, where normally there is nothing at that hour. I was checking it since the WTWW1 night frequency, 5830, was missing. This happens every so often. Meanwhile, however, the much more important number 2 WTWW transmitter on 5085 was blasting rock music at 30 over 9, plus the parasitic spur carriers it's always accompanied by, 5072.1 and 5097.9. And on occasion, but you never know when, this will be on the air all day long. In fact, January 14th, I was still hearing it at 1740. Another station which can't seem to get things straight is WHRI, at least when they're relaying Voice of Vietnam. January 13th at 0136, 7315, had Voice of Vietnam and still did English, 30 over 9. They did it again, mixing up languages as Spanish is supposed to air on the half hours. Also, Larry Zamora received a colorful New Year card direct from Voice of Vietnam, but an accompanying schedule was slightly outdated, claiming they're also on 6175 to North America. Don't you believe it? That was the relay via defunct Radio Canada International years ago. And that had replaced the BBC World Service relay on 6175, which gave up on us even before that. Nothing heard for some weeks from Zanzibar on 11735. It used to sign off around 21 UT, but their other frequency is being reported. In Hardcore DX, Art Delibert in Maryland says an excellent signal at 04 UT, January 9th, 6015 with the drum interval signal, time pips, and news in apparent Swahili. Best in lower sideband, I guess, to avoid interference. Another report of it, January 8th at 0329 to 350, from José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba, Brazil. In Swahili, a woman announcer, a bit of music at 0344, and some news by man and woman. He says satisfactory reception in the early morning here in Cabedelo. And another report from Manuel Mendez in Spain on 6015 ZBC, presumed January 12th at 0510 to 533, comments probably in Swahili, but very weak. The unidentified guy uttering what sound like Japanese syllables, interrupted by extremely prolonged vocalized pauses such as ah, or sometimes e, depending on the previous word. Yes, he's being heard again and again on 6990 LSB. I had him January 10th at 0628. I copied down these as well as I could, but probably not accurately, and ran them through Google Translate to see if they would come up with any English words, and they came up with only a few, which were probably spurious, but anyhow, those included the words pilgrimage, welcome, and buddy. Heard again January 14th at 0552 on 6990 LSB. Since he is on lower sideband and only 10 kHz out of the 40-meter ham band, I suspect he may have some ham radio connection. This time he stopped abruptly at 0555. Another intriguing UNID, but consisting of only an open unmodulated carrier on exactly 9,000 kHz. I heard January 12th at 2212, past 2309, and also January 13th at 1517. Who knows, it may have been running continuously. And it was also heard by Art Delibert in Maryland. He says, I've also been hearing it at 1218 UT on January 13th. He has an antenna which helps him to determine the direction. He says it's strongest from the southeast, but pretty good in just about every direction. Does not seem to be any propagational fading, although I heard some fading. He says, I'm thinking this is located somewhere along the southern portion of the mid-Atlantic coast, like maybe Norfolk, Virginia. Well, I think he's probably too close to be getting a good signal from that. It might be skipping over, maybe a bit further down, like in Florida or the Caribbean. See if you can hear anything on 9,000. Terry Kruger in Florida is PO'd at Amazon because he ordered a new World Radio TV Handbook 2019, and they sent him a 2018, last year's edition. He'd ordered it correctly, and it showed on their website as 2019. He brought this to the attention of WRTH headquarters, and they say, we have been notified of another instance of this, but there must be many more. We have no idea why they've done this, as they have plenty of 2019 in stock. We've complained to them about it and asked them to fix the problem immediately. Amazon changed their allocation of distribution centers recently, and we've had a lot of problems since then. Terry then went on to order it instead from Universal, which WRTH says you certainly will not get any problems with them. The Space Weather Prediction Center continues to head its propagation information. Thusly, parts of the U.S. government are closed. However, because the information this site provides is necessary to protect life and property, it will be updated and maintained during the federal government shutdown. The forecast, solar activity expected to be very low 14 to 19 January and 3 to 9 February. A slight chance for C-class flares expected 20 January to 2 February. Geomagnetic field activity, unsettled levels 15 and 16 January, unsettled to active 24 to 26 January, and 31 January to 3 February, with G1 minor storm levels likely on 24 January due to recurrent coronal hole high-speed stream effects. Numerically, ANKNSC is peaking at 20 and 4 on January 24th, 15 and 4 on February 1st, before and after and in between mostly 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux rising from 69 January 17th to a peak of 71 January 20th through February 1st. And that's World of Radio 1965. I'm Glenn Hauser, hoping you'll hear me again next week.